Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. Tonight we have a guest. We have a familiar guest because she's been on here before. And we're going to give her all the time she needs tonight, so I'm not going to go into a lot of spill or anything like that. But I would like to say this scripture that I saw a few minutes ago. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:7. And we can always have that peace that God can give us. And we just have to ask for it and believe that he can give it to us. But we're going to go right into our show so we can enjoy this message that we're going to receive tonight by Minister Jeanette Miles Kendall. Minister Kendall, Minister Jeanette Kendall has been a widow for 11 years and was married to her sweetheart, high school sweetheart, 21 years with Joel Miles Jr. But now she has remarried. And she's married a wonderful minister, Mr. Kendall. I'm trying to read off this thing real fast because I want to go ahead and give her all her the time that she needs to speak. And she'll be speaking for the next 3 nights. But I'm going to say a few more things about her. I'm going to drop down and just discuss her, that she has done many things and involved in many different activities. She used to be a part of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church where she did praise and worship dancing. She's also a founder of a dance ministry at New Birth for 7 years and at Green Forest. Minister Kendall is an associate minister currently at Green Forest. And she remarried in 2012 to Minister Vincent Kendall. So and she's going to be talking about a couple of topics tonight. I'm going to let her discuss everything. I'm just going to put her on right now, and she's going to go right into her message and information that she wants to give to us. Sorry about the delay in getting on the air tonight, but we had a little technical difficulty, but God always works things out. and I just don't want to take away any time away from her. She has many talents and many skills. So, Jeanette, I call her Jeanette.
Yes, I mean.
Okay, Jeanette, the air is all yours.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. God is good. He is. He's so gracious. Well, I know that this is a month of breast cancer awareness, and I really wanted to kind of tune in on breast cancer awareness. As Mary shared, there are many things that God has done, as he has in your life, in mine. And one of the things he's done is he's manifested his word and has delivered and restored my body from breast cancer. And one of the things that I learned was that as the word of God says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, there are things as in the natural with the physical temple, there are things that you have to do and maintain and structure, which we all of them have experienced. If we have a home, there are things that we have to do to maintain that home from when we initially become occupants of the property. And there are things that I learned in my journey of God restoring my temple and from breast cancer. It was actually February the 14th, and you know there are certain experiences in your life that you recall dates. If you've had children, you remember when they were born. Well, February the 14th of 2012 is the year that I discovered a cyst in my right breast. And I remember I had just come home from Green Forest. Always has an annual sweetheart Valentine, and I had just come home from my sweetheart Valentine and had a wonderful time in fellowship, and I remember discovering the cyst in my right breast, and I remember how I was just emotionally overtaken by it. It was as though I could feel it locking up in my breast physically at that time. And I remember the presence of the Holy Spirit came to me. And, you know, a lot of times when he speaks to us, it's in a very soft voice. Sometimes we almost miss his voice because it is so soft. And when you have a relationship with God, he doesn't necessarily need to always yell and scream because he's so close to us that he can just whisper a word. Well, when he spoke to me, he said it would be removed. And I don't know what you might be dealing with, but as I said, I wanted to talk about breast cancer, but this applies to anything in our lives, that the it is what the enemy is. It is an it. It invades our space, our bodies, our minds, our emotions, but it is an it. And he told me, he said, it would be removed. And, you know, when God gives you a word, it's soothing and it's comforting. Even though what you may be going through at the time may be overwhelming and it seems like it's a storm. And as he told me, it would be removed. I remember I went through a process. And sometimes when God gives you a word, you aren't at liberty to tell everybody that word because it can be someone as close as your family that loves you dearly and only aspires the best for you. But there are some things that God tells you that you know that he said, and you cannot try to explain it to anyone else. So I encourage you, those that are listening, to be encouraged. If God has given you a word, hold on to it. And what I had to do in that incubation period, sometimes we, as women, we do that in those early stages of pregnancy before anyone actually sees physically that we're pregnant. There are certain things that we have to do to prepare our bodies. And in doing so, the Lord reminded me that it was in my food. And as Mary explained, I had been married for 21 years to my high school sweetheart. And when he transitioned unexpectedly, I did not know, but, you know, nothing ever catches God on a surprise. He's never caught off guard. He knows the plans. The Word of God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, and they're always to prosper you and to be in good health. Plans are good and not evil." And as that situation caught me, paired at the age of 40, not aware of that this was happening. We were in ministry full time and had been all of our adult life. But during that time, I took time to steal away. I had so many voices, again, of love and concern for me, but I needed to hear what Daddy was saying. And I refer to God as Daddy, and I needed to hear what Daddy was saying. And as I had gotten still, he had taken me through a 21-day consecration. And when I came off, he said, "I've called you to a consecrated lifestyle. Has God called you to a consecrated lifestyle? Has he called you away from something that you used to have? It could have been something good or it could have been something bad, but you know he's called you away." And I thought it was so unique because it wasn't a fast, it was a consecration. And consecration requires discipline. And we find that in 1 Corinthians 9:27, God tells us that we have to discipline our body like an athlete. And an athlete has to discipline themselves. They have to be aware of their rest time. They have to be aware of their workout time. They have to be aware of their food consumption. And that's what he had told me. And so that was something he had given me 5 years before I found the tumor. But when I found that tumor and he reminded me that it would be removed, and he reminded me that he had called me to a consecrated lifestyle, and I just want you to take a moment and think, what is it that God had told you? His promises are true, and he has not strayed away from that promise. And what's so unique about God is how Daddy is able to interconnect his word. When he says in Romans 12:1, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Each of us have been called according to his purpose. We're not here by coincidence or by accident. We're not here because our parents were together and we came. We're here because we were destined in purpose. And when God has called you, he says it's all going to work together, the good, the bad, the grief. It all works together for his ultimate purpose. But in the midst of that, he's such a gracious God that he makes it work together for our good. And when I found that tumor again and he said it would be removed and I called you to a consecrated lifestyle, he reminded me there was a dietary regimen I had called you to. And sometimes the things that he's called us to, you might want to think, have I gotten away from it? For me and breast cancer, he told me, he says, it's in your food. What are you eating? And there's a author, and I apologize, I can't recall his name, but it says, our food is our medicine, and our medicine is our food. And I remember I used to read a book to our son when he was little, and it would say, junk in, junk out, you know. And we live in such a high-paced society, and oftentimes we don't take the time to do the basics, to make a grocery list, go to the store, buy the food, come home, prepare it, cook it, and consume it. But instead, we get in such a high pace. And what does that word say? I know you guys can remember it too, that the cares of this world will cause the word of God to be of no effect. We can become so consumed with our day-to-day demands and activities that we're drawn away from taking care of our bodies. And it's important that we're aware of what we're eating and that we're aware of our consumption, and that we're certain that we set aside and be certain that that we consume those things that are good for us. And so part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and those of us that are thrivers, I don't like to say I'm a survivor because he conquered death, hell, and the grave. So I'm not a survivor, I'm a thriver. And one of the things that we have to learn is be aware of what you're eating. Be certain that you take, self-care. Make sure that you take self-care. Be aware that when God gives you a word, whatever your situation, whatever your health condition is, his word applies to everything. And when he gives you a word, sometimes you have to protect that word. You may not be able to tell those that you love the most at the very time that you want to tell them, because sometimes their emotions can cause you to begin to doubt and waver away from that word that you know he whispered in your ear. And that's what I had to do. I had to protect myself. So for 6 months, I was basically kind of isolated in regards to who I had told that to, because I didn't want them to become consumed with worry, which would then feed doubt, which would then feed unbelief. And those three components make up for a miserable, miserable, miserable outcome when you get doubt, unbelief, and worry. And when we don't take care of our temple, a lot of times whatever the mind can't contain, it throws onto the body. When your mind becomes overwhelmed, it begins to find its outlet in your body. And we have to be aware that we all have cancer cells in our body. But it's what we feed it, what we're going through in life that might be traumatic experience, and it may not surface until years later. And I believe that it's not just important to be aware if you are a breast cancer thriver or if you're going through the process, but you want to assess your life and look at what is my food that I'm taking in that's not good? What was the thing that maybe I dealt with very well, but it found its residence in my members and is now years later coming out? And so it's very, very important during this time that we know what God has said to you, protect that word, and know that he is faithful, that whatsoever he said he will do and he will perform. And there's a process. We can't believe it. We cannot forget that there is seed time and harvest time. But between the two, there's the word time. And that time can be translated as process. So sometimes when we're going through something, if it's grief, if it's a physical illness, and even as I said for this month, breast cancer, it is a process. And with anything, if you're making a cake, you know, you just don't get a cake automatically, especially if you're doing it old school. You got to sift that flour. You have to separate those eggs. And then you got to cream the butter, and you got to gradually bring all of those different ingredients in together. And they each have a process so that when they come together, they produce a product. And something I would encourage you to do is be aware of your white flour and be aware of your red meat. And it's not that everything that God made is good. But again, remember I said earlier, we're in a high-paced society, and as a result of being in such a high-paced society, we sometimes have a tendency to produce products that have a longer shelf life. And as a result of that, they have a lot more chemicals in those and things that cause our bodies to retain and not be able to break down and process the ingredients. So those white flours, the white sugar, today it was awesome because at work I had guests to come in, and they did an awesome job. Dion Willer and Bridget Wilson, and they came, and I had them just to share and speak on breast cancer and health. And one of the things that was stated was it's important that we shop the outer parameters of the grocery store. Because once we start coming inside those aisles, we're getting a lot of preservatives. We're getting a lot of things with artificial sweeteners, artificial preservatives to keep them for a longer shelf life. But usually you find your vegetables and your fruits and things on the outskirts of the grocery store. I don't care what grocery store you go to. Here in Georgia, we have, I guess you could say, two primary ones that everybody likes. That's Kroger and Publix. Well, they may compete in a lot of different ways, but basically when you walk in those grocery stores, you're always going to find your fruits and vegetables, your live healthy food items on the outskirts of the parameters of the grocery store. So become conscious of where you're going in the grocery store. Are you utilizing the parameters of that store to make sure you're getting things that are live and that are healthier for you? And even in doing that, you want to make sure that you're getting things that are really in their natural product. A lot of times we like to get those nice red, shiny, those red shiny apples. There is a gloss that they put on that, and our bodies have a difficult time digesting it. So if you remember, I remember when we would go to my grandmother's, the fruit that hung from the tree didn't necessarily shine, but it was very healthy. And so you want to look for those that have not been dressed up to be more appealing to our natural eye. So I just want to encourage us as women to be aware of our bodies, be in tune with your bodies. Proverbs 3:8 says that this will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones, that it's important that we surround ourselves and feed ourselves not only with good natural foods, but that we feed ourselves with the Word of God, because it's nourishment to the very morals of our bones, and that's critical. So it's not just what we eat; it's also rest, it's also exercise, but most importantly, it's making sure that we're filling ourselves up with the Word of God. And make sure we're applying that word in our lives. We need to be reminded that in Luke 18, he says, always pray and not to give up. Do not become discouraged. Whatever you are going through, remember it is a process. And what I am always reminded is God is not biased, and he cannot do for me what he cannot do for you. But he has a purpose and a plan for our life, and we have to know that his word is true, and if it works for me, it works for you. And we have to speak that word, and we don't need to shout when the word manifests. We need to shout in the process. We need to shout just because it is God and it is his word. We need to shout because, God, if you fulfill it or if you don't, it's just the fact that you are. You are a holy God. You are a perfect God, and you love me unconditionally. And when we begin to exalt him for who he is, we begin to then see him in our lives in very different ways, and that can include the healing and the restoration of our bodies. And if for some reason he chooses not to, when we see him, we're going to be just like him. So either way, we win. We win, we win, we win. But in the process, we need to remember that we win. And let that joy of the Lord be our strength. We need to make sure, again, that we're creating a positive and clear energy environment. Who is in our inner circle? Are they speaking life to me? Because he says in 1 Samuel 25:6, say to him, long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours. So therefore, if that's what his word, to make sure I surround those around me in my inner circle that are going to speak life, that are going to speak those things that be not as though they are, that they're not going to be moved at the things that are seen. Whatever I might be going through health-wise is temporal and subject to change. It could change at any moment. God doesn't have to complete the process. I did go through chemo. Before I started chemo, my first doctor said, let's remove the breast. They oftentimes like to do that, and that may be what they need to do. But for me, he had already given me that word in that shower when I found it, and their spirit wasn't right. So for 6 months, he had me to change that dietary regimen, consecrated my lifestyle, and he gave me a new oncologist. And when I came to that new oncologist, the tumor was 6 centimeters when I started chemo. And the first thing he said to me is, he says, let's see if it responds. I knew then that he had come in agreement with the word that God had given me. And when I finished the 6 months of chemo, when I finished, it was 3 centimeters. I did have to go through surgery, but when I went in for surgery, it was 0.7. So instead of removing the breast, they were able to go in and take it out, which was 0.7. That's almost like a hairline of your pinky nail. If you could just rub your pinky nail from 6 centimeters to 0.7. But it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. It required discipline. It required taking authority. And a lot of times we don't take authority over our bodies. We automatically go in, whatever the doctor says, we submit our authority to him because we look at them with respect, which we should. But we need to always remember that we have authority of what we're eating in the process, how we're resting in the process, how we are exercising in the process. We have a responsibility and we have an authority, and never relinquish your authority. Amen. Because God works through all things. So he worked through the chemo and he worked through the radiation, because I did go through radiation. And I remember when it was time to do that, I paused and thought, well, I don't know if Daddy told me to go through radiation. And for me, I'm always going to ask Daddy about everything. And he did. He says, all I'm going to do is send the sun in to confirm what I've done. I'm going to send the SON, because radiation is nothing but the sun's rays, and they've been able to channel it and target it to particular areas in the body. And that's what he did. But through the whole process, again, I know it was most importantly, it was being obedient, authority, obedient to what he had told me, that it would be removed, taking authority in regards that he said, I called you to a consecrated lifestyle, changing my eating pattern, cutting out those things that were feeding that tumor for me, all those dairy products, cheese, because I would go into a Mexican restaurant, and I don't know about you guys, but I used to love to have cheese enchiladas and cheese dips. I didn't want to see any meat, just show me the cheese. And all that dairy for me was feeding that tumor. And we have to be reminded that during this time, that tumors, there's nothing but parasites. And parasites is what we usually find when someone's body is decaying. And they're like little worms, and they're just living. And the parasite. And detoxing is very good. So I encourage you, because these are all natural things. They won't counteract with medication that you're taking, so you don't have to go, you know, oh, I'm going to drop all my medication. No, they're all natural. They're all God's products, and you can take them in conjunction. Talk with your physician, find you a good holistic doctor, but remember to shop those parameters of the grocery store, so that way you're making sure you're getting the live foods that you're consuming. Drink plenty of water, exercise, and make sure that you feel those closest to you that are going to stand in agreement with that word that God has given you. And don't be moved through the process. Know that God is faithful. He's present. He's with you. And he who begun a good work in you shall see it through and see it until it is complete and fulfilled. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight. And for those that you may feel all alone in whatever that you are facing right now. And I know that as being a widow, that can be a very season of transition emotionally.
I have, yes. Have 2 more minutes, so I'm going to have to ask you to continue next week, because I needed to say one more thing. So,
I just want to, again, I just want to encourage you. This is Breast Cancer Awareness. Be certain that you're doing your monthly exams. And I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence that's with us. I thank you for all of the listeners. I thank you that they're blessed and that a word was said that was planted, a water that you might bring increase in our lives. It is in the mighty and matchless name in which we have been given, a name that is above all names, that I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, I wanted to let you speak as long as you can, but we're only down to 1 minute. But you have two more nights, Senior. Your message, it was a wonderful. I sat here and I listened to it because I know it's so important. I've slacked off since the cruise, so I got to get back on those exercising, eating right, and drinking more water. And I need to detox too. And I'm going to call you off the air during later on, not tonight, and hear about some of those detox ways to do the detox, because I know I need to clean my body out after eating all that stuff on the ship.
Yes.
So I need to get back in order myself. So I know you've been talking to me, really definitely. But we're going to be able to do some more. I mean, that you gave us so much information. Like I said, I was just sitting here taking it all in. But I also want to mention that we are having our widows meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m., and we'll be discussing our book signing as well as community service. So please try to be present so we can accomplish all those things. And thank you again, Minister Tyndale. But I'm going to call you Jeanette, just like we're on a level where I call you Jeanette. But I know your time is what it is. But it was wonderful. You do a great job, and the information that you've given us. And like I said, I was inhaling all of it. So next week I'll talk to you about some things for the next two Tuesday. And I thank you so much for volunteering to do this and speak and give me a break as far as trying to find a message every Tuesday. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. And thank you so much. And we will be talking. And you looking forward to hearing what you have to feed us the next two Tuesdays in this month. Thank you so much. And good night, everyone. Be blessed. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And good night.
Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? Cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave.
Deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pain.